Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue along with Wake Up Call. All right, let's get the good of the day.
The good of the day came from last Friday. So much good that we couldn't get to it until today. So last Friday night lights, Hamilton High School out of Arizona is playing against Bishop Gorman High School out of Nevada.
Oh, out of Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember them.
But the game was in Arizona, I believe. Mm-hmm. They were down 17 with 68 seconds to play. And not only that, but the announcing crew, they're, you know, you do high school football. When that time comes, you're starting to do your wrap-ups.
Yeah.
You know, starting to say, you know, you're thanking this person or, you know, hey, they got this team to look forward to next week, blah, 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 blah. But Hamilton said, no, we're not done. Down 17, psh, that's easy. So on their way to winning this game, 25-24, they had to recover two onside kicks and convert a two-point.
They recovered two onside kicks when it's virtually impossible to get an onside kick?
Yes.
At least at the NFL level.
At least at the NFL. This is why I wanted to talk about it, because you and I hate onside kicks.
Hate onside kicks. If you need one, forget it.
They recovered two. And it looked, I mean, you watch the video, they're like identical kicks. And the only thing I could think of is like, yeah, sure, this could work at the high school level. Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, Bishop Gorman, they were up 24-7 with 68 seconds left to play.
Oh, that's great.
God and end up losing the game by 1 point.
Wow, that's wild. Well, congratulations, that's great. All right, what's the bad of the day then?
The bad of the day is I got to give it to the Jaguars for calling out the Falcons for having a similar 0-2 Twitter post.
Yeah, that's true. I saw this.
So there's a little bit of beef. The Jaguars tweeted out late Sunday night a statement by Urban Meyer saying, hey, you know what? Trust us. You know, just hang with us. We'll right the ship. We will turn this around. The very next day, the Falcons go ahead and they tweet out a similar post of something that their coach, Arthur Smith, had said, which was basically, you know, we're not where we want to be right now, but there's still a lot left to play. The Jaguars noticed this and without missing a beat had tweeted out, hey, you know, you mind copying or tweeted out, what was it? The, hey, can I copy your homework? Yeah, fam, just switch it up a bit. And the Jaguars now are getting roasted over this.
Yeah, I know. They should. That's wild.
Like, I mean, is this the only thing that Jaguars can win at this year? They're trying to win. They're even losing
that. At least they're
that.
Trying to win, yeah.
They're losing this.
Is there these social media battles? I'm not a big social media fan, but these are kind of fun.
Yeah.
When teams get it, you see this in college a little bit more, but you see these social media teams, they're pretty clever with the way they respond and do things. And, you know, I kind of have these little spats, and they're kind of clever. I kind of like it. So, yeah, of course they are. They should be, you know, ripped for that.
They should, yeah. It's terrible. It's a terrible look for them.
It is a terrible look for them.
I mean, you know, just take your 0-2 lumps right now and just deal with it.
Yeah, just... I don't know, but again, it's expectations, right?
Right.
I guess
maybe he thought it was going to hit a little bit hard. Maybe he thought.
Maybe so. You might be right.
Yeah. You know, maybe he thought he was bringing in the Wendy's burn, because whoever's in charge of Wendy's social media is an absolute genius.
Yeah, that's really good.
You know, that guy, really whoever good. They hired, they're not paying him enough type of social media guy. Jacksonville missed the mark here.
Yeah, they did.
I mean,
did.
Yeah, it's a little bit humorous, but you know what? Just, no one likes you. Neither one of them wants to be 0-2.
No, they don't. No, just relax. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. I sent you a photo. Just emailed it to you. This one could be on me. All right, but over in the UK, they decided to test out a new Pringles logo.
Test out a new Pringles logo. Yeah. Why? What's wrong with the old Pringles logo?
I don't know. But for whatever reason, this new Pringles logo has everyone triggered. I don't see a difference.
Okay, so I'm looking at it.
So, I mean,
the old one had a guy in a mustache
and hair.
That's the old one.
The old one has the guy. You picture the face, right? All you listeners out there, picture the face. And the guy has a little bit of hair. Pringles is, you know, kind of like in a different font. And now the new one, the guy is bald, has more of, I guess, what they're describing as an emoji look. And the Pringles almost looks like it's the font or the size of the shape almost looks like it's a bow tie.
By the way, paprika Pringles. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, I'm more triggered about that.
Yeah, paprika.
But people are triggered about the way this logo looks. I'm literally looking at it going, I don't see that much of a difference to cause so much angst.
What are they complaining about?
They're saying that the new logo looks like trash. The new guy looks like trash.
Okay.
So it's not just me. I'm feeling much better about myself.
So they're not saying that the new logo is racist or perpetuates a stereotype.
Not at all.
They are saying that they just don't like it.
And I fully believe that this is, you know what, I'm going to take to social media to just troll.
Yeah, you know, I think that's what's
happening. I'm just going to rip people just because. I mean, you know, it says, here we go, the new Pringles logo literally looks like a copy version you'd expect to see at Aldi.
What's the highest, what's higher than first world problem? Is there anything higher than it's even more ridiculous? Like when I go, the trash guy didn't come in the morning and now there's trash in the afternoon on trash day. That's a first world problem when most of the, you know, a lot of the world lives in the trash, right? What's higher than that? Like, what's more obnoxious than first world problem? Because if you have time to complain on social media that the Pringles logo bothers you, that you don't like the way the Pringles logo is designed, you're living in an entirely different world than I am.
Right?
Like, if that's your biggest thing, like, I can't even get up in the morning, man. This Pringles logo is
this
awful.
Thing's bothering me. I need to take to social media and vent my frustrations.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I got a question for you. Your wife is in graphic design.
Yes.
Right? Did she have a comment? Did you show her this
yet? I haven't showed her yet. I will show it to her and say.
Maybe she opens, as in the industry, maybe she can open your eyes as to what the complaint is and it'll make sense to both of us.
Maybe. But thankfully, this angst hasn't hit America yet because this is only in England.
Yeah, okay. So when people in England.
They're testing it out over there.
Apparently, in England, they have more time
than
they need.
People are like, you know, the new Pringles logo should and will die a wicked death.
Are they in like severe lockdown where they really need an outlet to connect with people?
Yeah, I thought they were. You know, I've watched a couple of soccer games. There's many of fans in the stands.
Yeah, okay, so they're getting out and about.
So they're done. They're like us. Yeah, maybe you got to wear masks in certain places, but yeah, if you're outdoors,
the old Pringles logo looks like it's from the 70s, and you would want to modernize that.
Yeah, no, that I understand. They haven't changed the logo in 20 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it does need a facelift, no pun intended.
By the way, can I ask a question real quick? When they do movies where they go like, they do a movie and it's like in the 1970s, and they show like Doritos bags and things like that that are from that time. Is there a whole Hollywood department that just keeps logos of things so that when they need them, they just go, boom, let's stock this store with things that would be in the 70s and not one thing looks differently.
If you look it up, a Reddit user, I think, did this once. That if you you type in like TV shows, newspaper or movie or, you know, Hollywood, like newspapers, it's the same paper for every single movie or TV show. When you see like a dad sitting at the dining room table and he's reading a paper, somebody zoomed in a little bit more on the photos on the articles and everything's the same.
That's amazing.
It's like they just grabbed one. It's like they made one copy of a newspaper to make it look like a newspaper. And that's what the one that's used in everything. And they reuse that stuff all the time. They'll take like an old Doritos bag. There's nothing in it. Or maybe they'll put stuff in it. You know, but it's, you know, they'll just kind of reseal that wrapper up unless they go crazy and tear it apart.
That's awesome. Do you remember the movie The Devil's Advocate with Keanu Reeves?
Yes.
I remember, no, maybe it wasn't that movie. Oh, it was Well, I think it was. There was a newspaper, and on the back of the newspaper, I saw a picture of Danny Werfel celebrating at the Sugar Bowl, winning against Florida State. And I remember saying, this is January of 97. And somehow I was trying to put the timeline of the movie together about when it was taking place based on events that was in the movie. And I was like, I was playing like mini detective. They just grabbed the paper, I guess, that was around at the time they were filming it. I think you play it safe and go with a generic, can't see the stuff newspaper, because that's, you don't want people doing that. Just do a regular newspaper, right? Make it so that it's generic so that it can be fitting any timeline. So I think I always wondered about that. Like, how do they get it so that, like, all those logos, like on Pepsi cans and everything, who's in charge of that? Who makes sure that the set has the timeline correct based on the movie? Whose job would that be? The producers? Would that be the set guys? Because that's a tough job.
Yeah, I guess that'd be the set guy.
Yeah. So
my favorite is always, you know, when you know you don't have a show sponsor and they'll like, it'll say like Diet Cola, but it's in the same exact font as
right.
Diet Coke.
Exactly. I once saw a movie that was based in the 80s, and there was a Blimpie's Subway shop in the shot. And I was like, I don't think that had Blimpie's in 82 when this movie was being displayed. Do your homework, people. Just do your homework. All right, Will Gray is going to join us. We're going to talk Ryder Cup and this event that's going to be at Whistling Straits. It's got a full crowd. I can't wait for the full crowd, but I'm kind of nervous about the Americans' chances. We'll have that for you. Coming up next, though, a theory as to why USC is still one of the greatest jobs in all of sports. That's next as we continue with Wake Up Call.